All right, welcome back to the show. Obviously, talking about the Donald Trump indictment, courtesy of the grand jury in Manhattan. And look, this is unprecedented for a number of reasons. But I think if there's one thing that we can all agree on, certainly by some of the statements that Democrats have been putting out, is that we have to let this system play out. And I'll even take it a step further. We need transparency like we've never seen before. We need unprecedented transparency. And I hope that's something that we get. Somebody else who's had really a front row seat to this is Ken Belkin. He's a criminal defense attorney in New York. He joins us this morning because, you know, Ken, states have different laws, of course. And then so we appreciate you coming on to shed some light on how this works in the state of New York. But first, let's start with your reaction to the news last night that Donald Trump's been indicted via the grand jury.
Historic, unprecedented, and quite frankly, terrifying. This is, you know, a prosecutor. These types of actions by prosecutors pursuing political agendas, this is what breaks countries.
Wow.
So Alvin Bragg needs to step very carefully with what he has done.
You know, Ken, I couldn't agree with you more. To me, it isn't just about what this entails. It's what comes out of this. And I used the term earlier, the tentacles that are going to come from every direction. You know, what kind of Pandora's box does this open?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we don't know what's in the indictment. So a lot of this is speculation. But if it is related to Stormy Dan, first of all, if it is related to something that happened in 2016, it should be time barred by the statute of limitations. Most crimes do not have statute of limitations exceeding 5 years in New York, except for rape, murder, and arson, which there are no statute of limitations. Now, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump didn't commit rape, murder, or arson, because we probably would have heard about it. And what they are alleging, you know, what we think they're alleging in this indictment, it is really stretching the law to get a man. And that is not what we are supposed to do under our form of government.
So what do you know about Alvin Bragg? Because from what we know, he seems to cherry pick on crimes that he actually wants to prosecute. And that's a slippery slope, especially when you consider, look, you're well aware, crime is up in New York City and more violent crimes, robberies, armed robbery, thefts are all up. But Alvin Bragg doesn't particularly prosecute those crimes. So when he goes after Donald Trump, reopens a case that they had previously closed, that's where I think the people on the right, folks that support the former president, are saying this is political prosecution. What do you make of that?
We've got a major dysfunction in the city of New York, and that is that we have one party rule. And I say that because Alvin Bragg is a man who was elected to office with way less than 50% of the vote because he won something like a 7 or 9 way primary. That's a problem, number one. So this man feels like he's probably immune from political consequences because he wears the blue badge. But what he is doing is very scary, and he is using prosecutorial resources that should be being used for the public safeties and benefit to pursue some sort of misguided political agenda that he probably thinks will elevate him to the governorship or maybe a senator seat.
Ken Belkin, New York criminal defense attorney, kindly joining us here, 760 WJR. Ken, we have to keep reiterating, I'm glad to hear you say it, we're trying to say it as much as we can this morning, we don't know what's in this indictment. What are the chances, I'm just asking for, you know, the benefit of the doubt, what are the chances there's something in there that we had no idea, that nobody ever saw coming, that there's a smoking gun, et cetera, et cetera. Is there the possibility that that exists?
There is. I think, look, there was talk that he was, you know, valuing certain assets differently on tax forms as opposed to applications for loans. So I think that is something that could be a state crime that he could be jammed up on if it's true. But, you know, I don't know. It seems like all the witnesses going in to testify at the grand jury were at least tangentially related to the Stormy Daniels affair. So if it is that, you know, and look, they said he's charged with 31 or 34 counts. You know, I wonder how many counts they could get out of that set of facts. It seems like they're stretching things.
What do
and
you...
let's not forget, this man, Alvin Bragg, ran his campaign on a platform that he was going to get Donald Trump before he had even seen a single scintilla of evidence. He had made that determination in his mind. That should tell you everything you need to know about the fairness of this prosecutorial process.
Then you start looking at eventually once this becomes unsealed and we get a clearer picture, you're going to see who testified, what they testified to. And then you look at somebody like Michael Cohen and his attorney who initially put out a letter that wasn't made available to the grand jury, by the way, that said, you know, Michael Cohen said he was never reimbursed and he did this out of the kindness of his own heart. But in reality, then flipped, said, yep, I got reimbursed by Donald Trump. The unreliability of witnesses, how does that play in here? And then how do grand juries look at witnesses like that?
Well, here's the problem with the grand jury proceeding, and this might be a flaw that needs to be fixed at some point in our system, is that these proceedings are conducted in secrecy, number one, which is not good in a democracy, and number two, they are one-sided proceeding, meaning only the prosecution presents evidence. You don't even get to hear a word from the defense. But that's where we're at, and it's quite frankly scary. And if Michael Cohen, if it is related to Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen is the key witness. His testimony is absolutely needed to prove these charges because he is the one that can say this was not legal fees payments. This was a reimbursement for a payoff, and he misledgered it in his ledger, Trump. But the problem is, as you noted, Michael Cohen has put out varying contradicting statements regarding these facts, and he is a convicted felon, so that should weigh very heavily on his credibility.
Ken, that was the next question I was going to ask you. As a defense attorney, is that the type of situation where any defense attorney's going to be licking his chops at the prospect of this being perhaps the prime witness?
Oh, yes. I mean, Michael Cohen has so verifiably lied in so many media appearances, contradicting. I would go through every single media appearance he had done and contradicted himself and ask him about it. You said this on April 13th on MSNBC, but then you wrote in a letter on March 20th this. You know, I would go through every single one. I would spend 5 or 6 hours just going through and contradicting him. It would be quite frankly, and that's something Alvin Bragg and his prosecutors should be considering, and I don't know why they're not, because generally speaking, I know the prosecutors in that office. I've handled hundreds of cases with that office. In fact, I've probably arraigned hundreds of people where Donald Trump's going to be standing next week when he's arraigned, and those prosecutors should know better, and this is an Alvin Bragg creation.
All right, so how do you see this thing playing out? I got just under a minute here.
I think it can potentially be dismissed because of the statute of limitations, and that would be the best case scenario, but I think everyone needs to remain calm in their reactions to this news.
I think that's exactly right. Ken Belkin, appreciate the
Thanks,
time,
Ken.
Appreciate the insight. We'll keep your number for some insight in the future. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good morning.
Yep, you do the same. There he is. Ken Belkin, the defense attorney out of New York City, reacting to the Donald Trump news. Now I want to hear from you. 800-859-0957. 800-859-0WJR. Hate him, love him. Donald Trump's been indicted. What do you think? That's next on the Paul W. Smith Show.